In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord, may our attitude and spirit be like that of Samuel, who said, "Speak, O Lord, your servant hears."
Amen.
Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. These are the words of St. Peter to our Lord upon realizing who this man might really be. Some scholars have noted that the trade of fishermen in this time and place paid above average, but nevertheless, being that it was a labor-intensive job and a filthy one at that, made being a fisherman a low-status job. So when confronted by a holy man who appears to be behind the best catch he's ever had, St. Peter acknowledges his unworthiness and his lowly status. But to his surprise, Jesus bids him to not be afraid and to more or less become one of his followers. You see, Jesus calls sinners to be his disciples. And Jesus calls his disciples to do two things. He calls his disciples to catch men, and he calls his disciples to leave it all behind. Now, as to that first, Jesus has called his disciples to catch men. But you might be asking, how are we sinners to do this? We are afraid that we are unable to catch men, that we'll let a few slip out of our hands, or perhaps we will catch too few. How do I know the right words to say? Or what if I say the wrong thing? Do I have enough energy to even do this work? Jesus, however, has set up his disciples for big catches, like he does here. And it isn't the last time that he does this. After the resurrection, St. John tells us, Jesus once again supplies the disciples with a miraculous catch of fish, 153 to be exact, after they had spent all night catching nothing. Even Pentecost was set up by God, the metaphorical catching of fish. Those people didn't come to Jerusalem because of advertising efforts on the disciples' part. It was God's doing. He was the one who set the time and place. Furthermore, Peter's sermon in Acts chapter 2 wasn't rehearsed or prepared like mine in front of me, but it was the work of the Holy Spirit who inspired the words that he spoke to that crowd. And somehow, that very day, the apostles managed to baptize more than 3,000 souls, 3,000 not counting women and children. Now, take it from one who has assisted in a few baptisms here. One baptism? Well, that's not a lot of work. But a few thousand? Especially even when divided up by 12? Now, that's a lot. And yet, the disciples did it with no complaints. Now, if God sets things up for his disciples, he certainly does the same for us. He will give you the words to speak before the unbelieving world. He has also prepared good works for you to do, giving you the skill set and vocation to carry out these deeds. So even though we are sinners who would surely screw up catching men, Christ has prepared us and will provide the men to be caught. Now as to the second, Jesus also calls his disciples to leave everything to follow him. Or to put it in other words, the words of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, when Christ calls a man, he bids him to come and die. And this isn't just our mortal life. This is also our ego, our self-will, our desires. But how does that work out for us sinners? Well, we are afraid to leave it all. We are afraid to part with our money. We're afraid to not have it our way. We're afraid to part from our life. The disciples here, inspired by Jesus' provision of fish, left it all behind, but it was never a once-and-done lesson. The rich young man, oftentimes believed to be Saint Mark, had a hard time parting with his worldly assets. Hence, he ran off and cried like a baby. St. Peter himself was afraid to part with his life. Therefore, he denied Christ not once, but three times in one night. but both came around. We are told that Mark accompanied Paul and Barnabas on a few missionary journeys. And we also know that Mark wrote one of the four Gospels, a work that continues to testify to the work and person of Jesus Christ to this very day. And while Mark was on this earth, even though he had given up all his worldly treasures, he was provided for by our Lord. And as for St. Peter, the minute Jesus looked at him, he regretted ever having denied his Lord. Later, after the resurrection, along the Sea of Galilee, Jesus restored Peter, bidding him to feed his lambs and his sheep, and also predicting the martyr's death that Peter would die. But even from that point on, from the lakeshore to his death, our Lord provided for St. Peter in body and soul. And even in that death by inverted crucifixion, St. Peter, along with St. Mark and the others, had eternal life through Christ. And in the same way, God provides for us. God gives all that we need bodily. We remember the words of Luther's Small Catechism in the first article of the Creed. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. And if that weren't enough, God also holds our lives safely in his hands. Luther continues, he defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. So indeed, it is like how Bonhoeffer said, we are bidden to come and die, but I would add to that, yes, our old self goes to die, but we are also granted a new eternal life in Christ. It is like our Lord says, for whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. So indeed, Christ calls sinners such as Peter, James, and John, as well as you and me, to be his disciples. He calls us to catch men and to leave it all behind. And while this is a tall order by ourselves, Jesus has set us up to do these things. He has set us up in his death on the cross, in the shedding of his blood. And that blood covers our sins, making our imperfect works acceptable before God. That blood also guarantees that should we lose everything, including our mortal life, we have everlasting life in heaven with God. It is for these reasons that Jesus tells St. Peter, as well as us today, do not be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men. And it is for these reasons that we should not be afraid to leave everything and follow him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.